Morning.
Howdy, folks.
Yeah.
So how's everyone doing with daylight savings time?
Oh man, beat me with a board.
Kicks my ass every time.
It's hitting me worse this year than usual.
It's just as inconvenient as ever. I'm just getting older.
That's probably part of it, but yeah.
We
I
have a
absolutely hate it. I hate
yeah. We have a fair amount of fog in the neighborhood this morning. That kind of reflects the fog that's in my head.
Yeah. My kids are on spring break this week, and that's throwing everything off. We're a well-oiled machine that has one speed. You can't change anything. And so I'm like, my son's in some kind of camp or something, and I realize, oh, I gotta bring, drop them off at that thing. And
Place different.
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
The for us with our we adjusted our academic calendar slightly recently, and so and finals started this week. Like,
Oh, that's
so I know someone who had a 7:30 a.m. final starting this morning.
mean. That's mean.
I think it's a grad student, but still.
Still.
I mean, I feel like I'd be like, I don't need a degree this bad. Okay. It's not ready yet, but I'm gonna publish what I have so far of these notes. I can share them. Hey, Charlotte, how was the vacation?
Totally awesome. I am so positively surprised by how nice it is in Prague. So, yeah, if you have never been there before, you are in for a treat.
Oh.
It's, old, nice, well-maintained buildings, these cobblestones everywhere, awesome public transport, so easily to go from one place to another, super clean,
Yeah.
I should have been there 20 years ago. It's I don't know, and yeah, so really, I was so surprised. And nice restaurants, clean everywhere. So it's as a tourist, it's just a very pleasant experience.
We were there 20 some years ago, and yeah, like right when they joined the common currency or the economic union. And is the economic school is the place is our location close to the old town?
I think I think I went by where we was are supposed to be in that University of Economics So it's at a square, and so it's pretty close to the river going,
Oh, okay.
and we will be on the other side of where the big castle is, but it's
Right.
walking distance. It's I learned that that castle
Awesome.
is it's the biggest in all of Europe, so it has really been wealthy when it was a monarchy. It became 1918, I think it is. It became a republic, but there's 700 rooms. My daughter and I, we went up the hill and, you know, just walked around in the center of that. But there's so many buildings and awesome architecture. So,
We'll compare notes sometime.
I have so many pictures too, so I can.
The astronomical clock is pretty cool.
Yes, we were there too.
We got it on Julie's birthday.
Okay. Lovely.
Anyhow.
Can y'all see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's dive right in. I don't think we have a note taker for next week. Any thoughts on that?
I can do
Thank you, Todd. Cool. And then for announcements, I went ahead and threw down this WolfCon presentation being due. Any other thoughts on things that we need to be letting people know about?
isn't it the 25th,
Oh, is it?
according to Jennifer's notes sent out?
I decided to trust my memory. We see what comes
Okay.
of
Right.
Oh,
So,
we can't hear you, Caitlin.
no. Okay.
Any other thoughts on announcements? Anything else?
Not so much announcements, but maybe in the liaison updates, there's a discussion in TC yesterday had to do with the approval process that we're working on and how we're approaching that, the TC's approval process and the kind of like they came to us and asked for oh, Christy, help me out here. So there's a kind of gap between what they were hoping for from us and what we're doing, and that is trying to get the points of contact between our process and the PC process and the TC process ironed out. We're going much earlier in the process and trying to figure out how we get in to the development stream, the approval stream early. But it's not quite yet addressing the question of how does the TC know what we need to approve, what we don't need to approve.
Yeah, and so I was in that TC meeting, and I can in the conversation hear that there's a little bit of a disconnect. So and there is I'd say a shared wish for that we get it connected, so it is, you know, easily and easy to understand, and we don't have this that suddenly we are in a hurry and we need to approve things up to this deadline set by Oleg Spytrenko in the timeline for each of the releases. I during that meeting, and I did add it as a comment in the or in the chat for the TC meeting, that maybe we should have a kind of a shared document, a table where we simply can list the TCRs, the PCEs, and a little short description added by maybe the PO or the TC was quite happy to hear about how the PC is going to take on a more proactive role on figuring out what new apps we have in the pipeline. But maybe we simply need a document where we can track, so we are can also support the development team and the POs if they are suddenly falling behind and can in risk for that this timeline can slip for them.
Christy?
I agree with everything that Todd and Charlotte said, and I just want to add that I think that where the TC is feeling a little frustrated and unsure of is the practical application of this. Modules are still going to be submitted for review, and it is not easy for TC to look at a module, as we saw with the ModLink data import module, and determine whether or not that represents functionality that has been endorsed to be a part of the official Folio product. And I don't think anyone on the TC wants to be pushing something through that shouldn't be pushed through. And have to backtrack on it or have, other, implications from that. So I think that everyone is, like Charlotte said, excited about this process. And, maybe this process and the work that you're doing now needs to play out. And then we can think about how to connect, so that the outcomes from your process push naturally and clearly into the TC process.
And just to add to what Christy has said, Jeremy and I are both well aware of this. The module review process does take real effort. And so there's also a concern about not wanting to review something that's not been approved because it's real effort.
Caitlin?
Testing my mic. Is it working?
Yes.
Okay, good. Ooh, weird new mic. So my question would be, Olamide asked me about this yesterday at the chairs meeting, and I told him kind of the extent of what we were doing, and I thought we were good on that. And I hear you saying there's a communication piece. We do have a PC Jira that documents all of the endorsements, so it's really easy to find. What's on our radar, what is planned for evaluation, and what's been evaluated. So if it's as easy as like making someone a follower on that Jira or just making sure they're aware that that Jira is available. The one question and kind of I see a wrench being thrown into the works here is I think a lot of these processes were set up under the assumption that all new, like substantially new development would need to get approved by both the PC and the TC, and that process those should be in lockstep. And what I heard from our conversation last week is kind of a divergence where we're saying, okay, the TC is really evaluating at the module level and they're selecting for, technical constraints and dependencies, whereas the PC, especially if we're proactively picking it up stuff, is evaluating more at the feature level, feature new app, but like more of we're looking for things that are related to product fit. Things like, I mean, the example of the naming of the reading room circulation app comes to mind. Like that's something that the PC needed to give feedback on and ideally would have given it earlier, but just because a name is confusing doesn't necessarily mean that that is something that the TC, I mean, in that case, I think the TC did need to evaluate, but like there might be different criteria, is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, I mean, the criteria is definitely different. But it is certainly the case that there is never any functionality that is desired by the PC or endorsed by the PC that isn't implemented through modules. And so I think the TC wants to ensure that they're only reviewing modules that are implicated in the implementation of features that the PC has endorsed or does desire.
I think that you said that really well, and better than I probably would have said it, Jeremy. That's exactly what I was going to say. It is sometimes difficult to know. So TC doesn't want and shouldn't be evaluating functionality at all, but the module needs to represent functionality that should be present and has been endorsed and has gone through the process. So tying understanding that a module is for functionality that has been endorsed and been through the process, or PC has explicitly said that this does not need to go through the process. That is, I think, where TC is struggling. How do we know that? And drawing a line from an endorsement from the PC to a specific module, sometimes it's very clear and sometimes it's not. So how can we make that more explicit?
I think that brings up two things for me. One is that one of the things, and Charlotte, last week we discussed your idea of reviewing the scope of upcoming releases to be proactively tagging stuff. We don't have the mechanism totally figured out for that, and I actually wanted to wait until I could talk to you and Jeremy before we decided exactly what that would look like. But if we do assume that we're going to be reviewing, keep an eye on the scope of the next one or two releases, and evaluating them on a rolling basis, and we're further upstream in the development process than TC is, then I would think that our Jira, where we're documenting what we will have issues for all of the apps, or in some cases, specific features or new functionality that we think needs review, that should, to me, be documentation of what needs a review and where it is in that review process.
Does and I'm sorry to jump ahead of Todd, but does our documentation explicitly list out modules? I mean, that would do it. Like, if we said this is approved, and there was a list of at least intended planned implementations associated with what we have endorsed, then the TC would have the connecting tissue between whatever module they're looking at and the thing that we endorsed.
That's our board in the chat.
And it does list specific modules.
I
So
think
that, yeah,
we
so that
do
that
have.
so
Open up a ticket.
That just might be, I mean, that might be a missing piece that we have here, is that we just maybe need, like, we don't want to endorse modules, but maybe we need people seeking endorsement for features to be explicit about what modules they're planning to implement the features that they're proposing,
So
so
just a
that once it moves through, there's that's that can help the TC connect.
Okay. So that would just be an update to the form.
Yeah. Todd and then Charlotte. Unless, Caitlin, did you still have your hand up?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
I think you came around to my point, which was drawing the explicit link between the module and what feature set it apply, what approved feature it applies to. Now, I don't know. I mean, yeah, depending on how early in the stream we are, maybe the modules haven't been decided yet. So I think we'll find out some things as we go. But yeah, this is going to be one of the challenges. Anyhow, I mean, it could also be that So we may have this requirement. What modules are you planning to implement? It might also be useful if the technical council can ask with a new module for a pointer back to an approved feature, approved
Yeah.
functionality. So get it from both directions.
I think actually we have that already in the TC form we are filling in for the TCR. Here we are listing the PCE ticket. So
Oh, okay.
we have that connection.
So
Is
that's a
there an explicit request for that information? I believe so,
Okay.
Caitlin, if you maybe
Okay.
pick up TCR 64, that is for the inventory import module.
Okay, that's a recent addition to the okay,
So
I'll make
it's
sure.
just in the JIRA, not if you go to, you had JIRA before, you have the PC Council endorsements, and then you can just search in the search box TC R64 TCR dot slash 64. Oh, yeah, dash, sorry, yeah. They use
There's a link to a PCE right here.
you can see PC relates to PC 13, but it's right in, it's not in the text.
Yeah, it does. So this makes it, this is good. This makes it possible to make the link, but there's nothing about filling this out that explicitly implies that I have to create that link, I suppose. Like if I didn't know to create the link, then I might not do it.
No, that's
No,
true.
I don't think that it is in the instructions. So you're just being super helpful and diligent. The review process puts the onus on the evaluator to attest that, like, one of our criteria is that it has been endorsed by the PC before. And that's like the first criteria. We will not start until that has been resolved. But if we can put the onus on the form and make it more explicit, and Can I make a suggestion that we move this into a topic discussion for next Thursday, maybe after the SIG discussion with Jeremy Nelson, to come up, just strategize with a larger group on some good mechanisms to make this a relationship between features and implementation explicit.
I agree. Can I just mention, and maybe you already talked about it when you had a PC meeting last time, and an update from the RMS group. Here, I asked explicitly to have for a draft of the umbrella leave release, and it was on, but it was postponed now for a second time. And is postponed until beginning of April now. And I asked if there will be umbrella leave release in 2026. And here Oleksiy Patrenko was not able to answer that question. So if we are building our process upon a steady flower release rolling schedule, but that flower release rolling schedule is not happening, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
Can you see? And it is actually a problem, not just for the development teams. It is for me because I have customers paying for new work to happen in umbrella leave, but I don't know when is umbrella leave going to happen. So we are in an odd position, and we need to have this conversation with the RMS group. What is going to be the way we are planning our new development going forward. It's a bit up in the air, and it's not sustainable for so many things, not just development teams and frustrated customers, but also for all of this we are talking about right now. And it's also it became clear yesterday at the TC meeting that the approved tools and the different versions, and that we easily can slip into security issues if the supported tools versions is also running out before we have new releases.
Caitlin?
Charlotte, I agree with all of that, and I think community-wide everyone would agree with that. One thing I think it'd be interesting, and I'm not sure exactly who we need to talk to, but it'd be interesting to get an update on some of those conversations about moving away from flower releases. It's been like 3 years that they've been talking about that, and I kind of have been wondering if some of the slipping of the umbrella leaf might be tied in to moving away from, a little transparency, I agree, would be, or not transparency, I think we have an opportunity to be a forum for conversation, and this would be a good one to facilitate. 100% agree with you. Jeremy,
And
going back, yeah, sorry.
because I asked Oleksiy Petrenko, so what do I do with new functionality for customers? And then he said, you can include it in and then he didn't call it critical service patches, but service patches. So that might be a way to slip it, but we need to have an official plan. So we need to, it's not just, we need to write it up and be able to navigate after it.
That service patch idea is really interesting because that could be a proto release model that could evolve into a post-flower release pipeline. So that would give us the opportunity to kind of explore, more direct updates to functionality in these service patches and kind of iron out the details, and then maybe start transitioning more to that release model. But Caitlin, you had something to say about this thing.
Two quick things. I would say LC actually has relied heavily on service patches, so there might be some sharing we could do there, or just look at. I don't know if it's really a model, but I think again the conversation about what happens after Trillium, I think, is one that would be good to have. For the evaluation process, I wanted to propose that instead of opening it as a conversation for the group, if we could treat it as just maybe even housekeeping and treat it as a proposal to add a requirement to link to modules in the template, that might be a more efficient use of folks' time.
Okay.
I have to drop as well. But thank you everyone for helping me sort out my new headphones.
All right. I will get this finalized. Thank you, Charlotte.
Okay, thank you. See you
Bye-bye.
later. Bye.